This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump formally accepted his party's nomination for a second term on a massive White House South Lawn stage Thursday night, breaking with tradition by using the executive mansion as a political backdrop and defying pandemic guidelines to address a tightly packed crowd. Many in that crowd chanted four more years, as Mr. Trump's daughter Ivanka, before introducing him to speak, described why her father deserved to be reelected. Later, Mr. Trump said that he profoundly accepted his party's nomination. Then he went on to talk about the country's resolve, including how it will defeat the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, President Trump's Democratic opponents are now branding him a first-term failure. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
Joe Biden's accusing him of rooting for violence amid racial unrest, telling MSNBC the president sees it as a political benefit. That's after White House advisor Kellyanne Conway suggested on Fox that the unrest in Wisconsin could help the president's reelection chances. In an afternoon speech, Biden running mate Kamala Harris focused on the president's missteps amid the coronavirus pandemic, saying he failed the most basic part of the job.
He failed to protect the American people,
showing what she calls a reckless disregard for their well-being. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has now expressed an intention to step down, citing his declining health, according to Japan's NHK television and other media. Japan's Prime Minister's office said the report could not immediately confirm this, but that Abe was believed to be meeting up with top ruling officials at the party headquarters. Concerns about Abe's chronic health issues simmering since earlier this summer intensified this month when he visited a hospital for 2 weeks in a row. This is VOA News. The remnants of Hurricane Laura are unleashing heavy rain hundreds of miles and inland from a path of death and destruction left along the northwest Gulf Coast. Forecasters say an eastern turn by Laura, which is now a tropical depression, could make it a looming threat to the mid-Atlantic states over the weekend. Laura crashed ashore Thursday as a Category 4 hurricane near the Louisiana line with Texas. It's one of the strongest hurricanes ever to strike the U.S., packing 150-mile-per-hour winds. It destroyed buildings, toppled trees, and killed at least six people. And the U.S. forecasters say it could still pack a punch en route to the East Coast. Repeated calls for armed vigilantes to travel to Kenosha, Wisconsin to protect businesses following the police shooting of Jacob Blake spread across social media in the hours before two people were shot to death and a third was wounded. Researchers at the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab said in a Wednesday blog that multiple threads on Facebook and Reddit urged militias and other armed people to head to the protest. Two people were killed by gunfire earlier in the week during a third night of unrest. Kyle Rittenhouse, a white 17-year-old from nearby Antioch, Illinois, has been arrested on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide. Russian police announced a preliminary probe into the circumstances of the sudden illness of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. AP's Karen Shamus.
President Putin's fiercest critic fell into a coma last week following a suspected poisoning as pressure has grown from Western officials to investigate. The Siberian branch of Russia's Interior Ministry has announced that it is establishing all the circumstances of the incident. Authorities say it will conduct forensic studies and collect items that may have probative value. Navalny, an opposition politician and corruption investigator, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia and was taken to a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk. He was later transferred to Charité Hospital in Berlin. I'm Karen Chamas.
COVID-19 cases and deaths continue to rise with approximately 830,000 deaths globally, more than 24.3 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil. Mexico comes in third in deaths, followed by India, while India ranks third in infections, followed by Russia. Australia's prime minister said Friday he was open to discussions over whether Australian mass killer Brenton Tarrant, jailed for life without parole this week for the New Zealand mass shooting, should serve his sentence in his home country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.